MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There's a warning out this morning about leaving your car in an airport parking lot, something a whole lot of us do, especially during holiday weeks like this one.
If you're driving to the airport, there is a concern about car thefts in parking lots. At DFW Airport in Dallas, an organized ring is allegedly responsible for $5 million in car thefts. So they are seeing a spike there, and this is happening at airports across the country. So if you can, it might be a good idea to take a rideshare or public transportation.
ABC Transportation correspondent Gio Benitez. Airport workers in Charlotte are off the job. They went on strike this morning over pay. At least 17 people are missing after a tourist yacht sank in the Red Sea following warnings about rough seas. 28 people were rescued from the capsized vessel. Thousands of supporters of Pakistan's imprisoned former Prime Minister Imran Khan are defying a lockdown, tear gas and arrests to protest in the capital of Islamabad. They say Khan's imprisonment is politically motivated. This is
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. School referendums impact everyone in a community. When they pass, everybody's taxes go up. And when they fail and schools can't provide everything students deserve, long term, it can lead to families leaving the area. Communities are stepping up to fill the gaps caused by low funding from the state. Voters chose to increase their own property taxes by a record total of $4.4 billion here in Wisconsin. 169 referendums were approved, benefiting 145 school districts. Denise Gomer Hutchinson with the Wisconsin Public Education Network says districts statewide are forced to make tough choices.
The first responsibility of our public schools across the state is to educate children and to take care of the kids and the families that they serve every single day. So that means any available funds that public schools have, they put towards educating children. And so if that means a boiler has to be patched rather than replaced, that's what they're going to do.
State Superintendent Jill Underley has announced she'll be asking for $4 billion in spending for the state's public schools, but that plan needs to be approved after the new legislature takes office in January, which has a Republican majority. And happy birthday to the famous battle cry of On Wisconsin, which began on an actual battlefield. It was 1863, the middle of the Civil War. Wisconsin's 24th Infantry Regiment was in Tennessee fighting the Confederate Army when their Union flag was shot down. But that didn't stop this unit. An 18-year-old Wisconsin soldier named Arthur MacArthur ran up a hill, staked the flag in the ground at the top, and yelled, "On Wisconsin!" It helped rally their Union troops to keep fighting, and for it, he later won a Medal of Honor. The fight song was composed in 1909, and it was largely unchanged until the 60s, when a then-new band director, Mike LaCrone, made some adjustments. Now a UW legend. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
A big win for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the 49ers 38-10. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs rushed for 106 yards on 26 carries, scoring 3 touchdowns. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
You know that number 8 out there? Did you see how many people he made him miss? It was pretty impressive. I think early on that got us going. You know, and we thought we could hit him with some of the downhill stuff.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan.
In the first half, just the run defense was real disappointing. I thought we got out of gaps a number of times. I thought we had way too many missed tackles. Just them being able to control that clock in the first half was one of the worst ones I've been a part of.
The Packers improved to 8-3. They host the Miami Dolphins this Thursday night at Lambeau Field. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Bears losing to the Vikings in Chicago 30-27 in overtime. The Bears have now lost 5 in a row. College basketball, the Wisconsin men's team with an 81-75 victory over Pittsburgh to win the Greenbrier Tournament title in Orlando. The Badgers now 7-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers today, a little breezy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop from the mid-40s this morning into the mid to upper 30s by late this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 22. Tomorrow, sunshine, 35. On Wednesday, a few flurries, high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, we'll talk to attorney Jim Santel.
Yes, John and Gordy are looking at their contract.
We have some questions for him.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
You say what you want to say.
A man is a man, and a woman is a woman, and a man cannot become a woman. That said, I also believe, that's what Scripture teaches, what I just said, but I also believe that we treat everybody with dignity.
Do you believe that you are being treated with dignity by your colleagues?
I didn't run for the United States House of Representatives to talk about what bathroom I use. I didn't run to talk about myself. I ran to deliver for Delawareans.
Our dearest Charlotte Clymer said, I deeply admire Congresswoman-elect Sarah McBride for her courage and character in navigating an impossible situation solely manufactured by cruel, cynical, and hypocritical people who care far more about building their hateful personal brands than helping their constituents. Charlotte joins us now. Good morning, Charlotte. So good to see you again.
Good morning, ma'am. It's good to see you again.
You too, ma'am. You know, as we were talking just off air a little bit, we just played just a Katie Couric soundbite about this not being partisan. It's just mean. It's just that's what Mike Johnson calls treating someone with dignity. What if you're late for a vote and that happens to be the closest bathroom? You know, I said this is the trans version of the help. You know, you've got a perfectly good bathroom in your own, blah, blah, blah. I mean, this is just, I think people know what segregation and discrimination look like, don't they?
They do, they do. And this is performance, is what it is. Nancy Mace has done almost nothing for her district. She's part of a political apparatus that does really nothing for working class families. So in order to separate herself, in order to get some kind of relevancy, this is what she chose to go after.
Yeah. Well, and you were a better woman than I. You said, I feel really bad for Nancy Mace. You said, I really do. I can't imagine what psychological trauma someone goes through that makes them so openly starving for relevancy that they'll sell their value system for a perishable news cycle. It's honestly painful to watch. I hope she finds peace. Yeah, she's supposedly was a LGBTQ ally, right? Until she saw, like you say, this like desperate bid for whatever, you know, the news cycle, relevancy, something. And it just, I guess I'm politically, I hate to say this, Charlotte, I'm glad they're overreaching and showing America how mean they are. And just, you know, and not working on any issues that affect hardly anybody's real life in America.
Can you imagine how dangerous the Republican Party would be if they took this incoming majority they have and focused exclusively on working class families and nothing else?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine how dangerous they would be to the future of the Democratic Party? But that's not what they're interested in, and it never has been.
Yeah. Well, and also her whole, you know, about protecting women, and she's about to vote. She would have voted for rapist Matt Gaetz, allegedly, and Pete Hegseth.
also, I'm sorry, Charlotte, but like the fact that this guy who's not even qualified to run the military is a veteran, I think you know that. I mean, so he wants to exclude women from the military. And I'm sorry, I keep saying it over and over, Charlotte, but women don't go to the hospital, get a rape kit run on them when they've had consensual sex. You know, men don't generally pay women off when something hasn't happened. And so talk about that as a little bit as a veteran, this whole Pete Hegseth situation.
I mean, it's heartbreaking. You know what I feel really, who I feel really bad for in this national conversation right now are every woman friend and colleague that I've known in the U.S. military who has served in combat. I never served in combat. I spent my time with the old guard. But I have so many friends who went to Iraq and Afghanistan and other combat areas and served with great honor. You know, it's interesting. There are now over 150 women who have graduated from U.S. Army Ranger School under the same exact standards as the men.
Yeah.
And this is the hardest leadership school in the world for military. It is grueling. It is the kind of thing that you never want to do again, that's for sure. And 150 women have graduated from Ranger School. Many of them are now serving in frontline infantry units alongside their male counterparts. Some of them are leading infantry companies of mostly men. Pete Hegseth is a coward. He is a very credibly accused sexual assailant. And I think that most of all, he is the exact opposite of what I think of when patriotism comes to mind.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Sexual assault, as you know, a big problem in the Army. This guy is very credibly accused of sexual assault. He would weaken the military by kicking out all women, all trans people. I mean, I love that Tammy Duckworth would like a word. Take a listen.
Having served in combat yourself, what do you think of the idea that women make fighting more complicated? That was specifically what he focused on.
Well, it just shows this lack of understanding of where our military is. You know, he was a pretty low-ranking guy in the military, and he never had a command position. He was a platoon leader, I think, once or twice, but he never even commanded a company. And so this is a man who is inordinately unqualified for the position. Remember that the Pentagon is 3 million servicemen and women and civilians. It is over $900 billion budget. He's never, you know, run anything anywhere near to that size. And frankly, women actually make our military more effective.
Yeah, I was mentioning that the female Israeli soldiers were some of the heroes of October 7th, you know, and also tried to warn that this was going to happen on October 7th and were ignored, you know. So anyway, I let me just go back to your piece real quick, because I just thought it was so many great issues about, you know, Sarah McBride, but just the trans issue in general. You said, what I find most interesting about all this is that trans women have been using women's restrooms in the Capitol and the House and Senate office buildings and White House and the Pentagon for many years now, including during all 4 years of the Trump administration. And I just love this part. You said, I've washed my hands countless times at the sink next to conservative and Republican women, had pleasant and brief conversations with many of them. There's never been an issue. I mean, this is so clearly just a, not just political football, but a really mean one.
I serve on organizational boards with Republican women.
Yeah.
I have shared spaces with Republican and conservative women in D.C. on a regular basis. This never comes up. Right. It just doesn't come up.
Yeah.
It is the kind of cynical red meat that an empty and soulless political party will shamelessly weaponize in order to distract from the, you know, reality that they have no ideas for how to help Americans. They don't.
Yeah.
Trump is not introducing kind of health care plan. They have no plan to address rising costs in health care or child care or housing, for that matter. And this is a big distraction from what really should matter.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that Congresswoman-elect McBride is coming to D.C. to focus on her constituents. That is her focus. I've known Sarah for, gosh, almost a decade now. We work together at the Human Rights Campaign. We're very good friends. She is the kind of person who sleeps, eats, and breathes wanting to find ways to help people in her community. That's all she thinks about.
Yeah.
And In that way, she's the exact opposite of Nancy Mace.
Well, yeah. You said, in fact, Mace was on record strongly supporting trans rights before her rebrand in the past few years to pander to the far right. I think people can smell like a lack of core principles. Sure. And political opportunities.
As recently as 2021, let's be clear about that. As recently as 2021, 3 years ago, she gave an interview with Metro Weekly, a DC-based LGBTQ outlet, and she was quite clear that she strongly supports trans rights. She strongly supports the LGBTQ community. I mean, this person was by far a clear, established moderate on LGBTQ issues within her own party. But when that was not getting her enough airtime, enough radio time, enough donations to her political campaigns and whatever the hell else, she decided to make a hardcore pivot. And by the way, this past week was the first time that she's brought up trans women in women's restrooms in her entire career.
You make a better point even about the media. Rather than sharply interrogate this hypocrisy, most of the political media is more inclined to preserve their access and mollify extremists within the Republican Party. I was saying even before, Joe and Mika went and bent the knee to Trump, he was beating up on trans people. And, you know, Democrats got a the trans issue. And we were saying they spent how many millions of dollars to fearmonger about
$15 million,
right? To fearmonger about trans people. It's not like Kamala Harris brought up trans people. This is how they try to fearmonger and divide. I mean, listen, I'm a gay woman that lives in Hollywood. Granted, I barely leave my house. I work in my basement, but I don't think I knew a trans person until a couple years ago. Actually, through Dana Goldberg, I met someone who was on the Happy Hour, and now Charlotte. But I'm like, this is an issue. They're fair. What percentage of the population are you? And they're able to successfully spend millions of dollars to fearmonger. I'm sure most people don't know a trans person, and yet they make it seem somehow like this is some egregious threat to your way of life and your family.
According to polling, about 2/3 of Americans believe they don't personally know a trans person. I say personally know, because a lot of trans folks.
Right, they probably do. Yeah.
Right. They probably do, but they don't know they know them.
Right.
The other thing is that trans people make up about 1% of the population. Right. 1 out of every 100 Americans is trans. Just 1%.
Yeah. Well, you said it again. I know. You said this manufactured outrage is something that hasn't been a problem in D.C., pushed by people who didn't have an issue until they saw an opportunity to divide Americans and distract from their long history of policy failures for working class families, all enabled political reporters who would much rather the other way. And you just said, I'm heartbroken and frustrated in this moment. It's demoralizing to watch extremists shamelessly weaponize bigotry while so many non-trans adults in politics and media act as silent bystanders to the hatred unfolding before them. You know, we just had Rude Pundit on. He was talking about, you know, this was gay people, 2004. Remember the gay, you know, fear-mongering about gay marriage? Well, trans is the new gay, is the new boogity-boogity, you know, something weird you don't understand that you need to hate. And in that way, Republicans run the same play every time, don't they?
They do, and it works. And I'll tell you, partly why it works is because, again, much of political media would rather preserve those relationships instead of hold elected officials accountable on blatant lying and misinformation. You know, there are so many political reporters that I deeply respect who are doing the work, who are informing the public, who are holding powerful people across the political spectrum accountable. But there are also a lot of political reporters who realize that if they say the wrong thing, even if it's true, they might not get invited to the next cocktail party. They might not be able to get mentioned in the next playbook edition. They might not be able to get that next booking gig on CNN or Fox News or MSNBC.
Yeah.
DC political media is largely a game. It's how do you get access and then how do you preserve access? And to some extent, I understand that it has to be played. But I also think that there are a lot of political reporters who pretty shamelessly eschew any sense of journalistic integrity just to maintain those relationships with the worst people in politics. And it's heartbreaking to witness.
Speaking of the worst people in politics, Fox News host Rachel Campos Duffy referred to the first trans member of Congress, Representative-elect Sarah McBride, as he twice during an interview with Nancy Mace. Again, just we see you. You're just being mean. You know, it's like ever since we were kids, we recognized bullying. And this is just bullying in its purest form.
I feel bad for these folks because the church that I go to doesn't, you know, preach that kind of hatred. You know, even if I don't like somebody, even if I don't have their worldview, I'm not going to be cruel to them or mean to them, because that's what Christ taught. That is what Jesus Christ taught. Those are Christ's teachings. And yet you have all these folks on Fox News who claim to be saved by the blood of Christ, but they have no time for acting toward others as Christ would. I mean, the double standard really, really makes me angry, and it's very frustrating, and we have to reject that. We have to stand up and say something about it when it happens.
This is why you are so such a powerful warrior, I got to say, because, again, like, people can smell inauthenticity. They can smell authenticity, and you speak so clearly and eloquently as a Christian, as a veteran, you know, and not just as a trans person. Like, one thing doesn't define you. It's all of who you are, and which is why I accosted you when I first met you. And you still talk to me, even though I screamed like you were Elvis when I saw you.
That was one of the best moments of my week at the DNC, by the way. It was meeting you and hanging out with you. That was such a joy.
Oh, me too. Really, honey. Thanks for taking it. You know, when all this came up, I just was like, I got it. Nobody I would like to talk to more than you. So thanks so much, honey. And thanks. So thankful for you this Thanksgiving week. Thank you for all you do.
I'm thankful for you and your team. I love you, lady.
Thank you.
Aw,
you too, lady. All right. 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Heat Holders.
Oh, yeah.
These are also good gifts, but don't tell my family. Everyone loves getting...
On a national radio show.
They listen.
These socks are so fantastic, it won't matter. Oh, my God. They come in... Did you know they come in three levels of warmth? Originals, lights, and ultralights? Because we're talking to people all over the country. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got facing a different kind of cold. Mm-hmm. And they don't just make socks, even though those are pretty awesome. Heat holders. I got the most fantastic black knit cap. Also, everything. What gloves? The blankets. Oh my God, that was the softest blanket in the universe. I made you touch it.
That's right.
I made you.
I got my face up in there.
Yes, you did. Get it, boy. Get your face up in there. Jackets, fleece vests. It'll keep you warm no matter what the weather throws at you, no matter where you live. It's whatever you're facing. The heat holders got you covered. Right now, you can receive an extra 25% off heatholders.com this week only through Cyber Monday with the code Miller25, plus free shipping with any purchase $25 or more. Heatholders.com. The code is Miller. That code is Miller to save 25% for Cyber Monday. Sorry, this is Miller25 is the code at heatholders.com.
Stephanie Miller.
You are a brainwashed far-left loon who will use any excuse to disparage those with whom you disagree.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
If you're ever worried about the safety of your home and family, there is no better time to act. Right now, you can get 60% off a new Simply Safe security system. Their best deal of the year. Simply Safe is the home security I trust. I've been using it for years. I love the peace of mind it brings, knowing my home is protected 24/7. 60% off, you heard me right, today by visiting simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Old school alarm systems only kick in once someone is already inside your home. Simply Safe stops criminals from entering your home in the first place with this exclusive Active Guard outdoor protection. Live agents keep watch outside your property 24/7. Plus, there are no long-term contracts, no cancellation fees, and professional monitoring plans start at about $1 a day. Right now, Simply Safe is offering my listeners 60% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's their best offer of the year, so head over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Happy holidays, happy holidays, happy holidays.
Oh, hello everyone. Judy Summers from Summers Tree Farm, located on Rocky Dell Road, 3 miles west of Middleton, exit 250 Airport Road. The farm opens the day after Thanksgiving, 8 to 5 daily. We close at noon Christmas Eve. Visit our website at summerschristmastreefarm.com. We look forward to seeing you. Happy holidays from the Summers family.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
In the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
What? It's Pete in Chicago, everybody. Hi, Pete. Hello, Pete.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay. So I am a liberal. Been a liberal my whole life. And I used to listen to your show on WCPT, and I finally re-hooked up with you after going to Sirius. So I'm listening to you on Sirius now.
I missed you.
Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to just bring a couple points up. I hear you guys talking about trans rights and, you know, I was shocked that you didn't know that many trans people. I actually know some trans people and enjoy them.
Well, I don't. I love, in fairness, I don't leave people. My house very much. I'm kind of a loser in general. I don't really have much of a social life at all, so it's not, you know.
Can confirm. Me,
but okay. But anyway, so my point is this. I'm going to quickly high level. We lost the election, I think, because of borders. Yes, a real issue. Economy, no, just stupidity on the general public's side. And transitional issues, mainly because of that ad they ran, right?
Let's start with borders real quick, because you are correct. But this is where I feel like Republicans' dirty tricks sometimes work. Like, I think we all know that they're the ones that stopped the border bill. Right. But, you know, apparently that messaging didn't get through. People just went border broken, going to vote for Trump. You know, so this is where I don't like that they get rewarded for their obstructionism and their dirty tricks.
I think
like
people just saw that D.C. stopped the border bill.
But that's the problem is how do we you know what? We're going to have to talk to alpha liberal Cliff Schechter about it, because that's another one of those issues, whether it's the trans ad or not. You know, I hate to say it, but in that sense, Trump was right to tell them don't kill the border bill because I want to run on it. And we all think, oh, my God, that is so transparently awful. And he should get the blame for it, but he didn't get the blame for it.
It worked.
It worked.
I mean, so I don't know what you do about that. The Republicans, they obstruct, and then they win politically because of it, and it is infuriating.
We need to figure it out.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like Republicans break the economy every time. Mm-hmm. Democrats fix it, and then they put Republicans in charge again. Mm-hmm. And then they break it again. And then, and here we rinse, lather, repeat. Cliff Schechter needs to save us.
Oh, you're putting it all on Cliff?
Amy Siskin writes, more pushback. Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski join Amy Klobuchar in her call for FBI background checks for Trump nominees. Mike Rounds said any outsourced background checks would need to be validated. I agree with Frank Liguzzi. I think the Biden administration should, for our nation's security, should do background checks on all these people. 29 minutes after the hour, Cliff Schechter coming up.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison Police Chief is pushing for all officers to have body cameras. Back in April, the department started a pilot project where 42 officers had them. Then they had the results of that analyzed by Northwestern University's Technology, Race, and Prejudice Lab. Researchers found that the cameras didn't impact how police interacted with people, they didn't add charges based on what they saw in video later, and that having the cameras can increase transparency and trust. Police Chief Sean Barnes plans to add cameras for the full department into the 2026 budget, hoping to have all officers equipped with them in 2027. And Wicked opened over the weekend and shattered box office records. It's now the best opening weekend for a Broadway adaptation ever, earning $114 million here in the U.S., with another $50 million in other countries. And one of its stars is from right here in Wisconsin. Marissa Bodie plays Nessa Rose. If you weren't a theater kid, don't worry, I got you. The whole story is like a prequel to The Wizard of Oz, and we're following Glinda and Elphaba, who later becomes the Wicked Witch of the West. Well, Nessa Rose is her sister. The character uses a wheelchair in the original story, but Bodie is the first actor to take on the role who actually uses a wheelchair herself. She was paralyzed in a car accident as a child. Bodie is from Mesomanie. She's 24, and this is her first movie ever. Over the weekend, there was a big screening in Prairie du Sac, so her friends and family came out to support her and see the movie for the first time. And do you know a Packers super fan? Well, you can nominate them for the Packers Fan Hall of Fame. Here's Lisa Hale.
The Green Bay Packers have begun their annual search for the next honoree for the Packers Fan Hall of Fame. Fans can nominate themselves, a friend, a relative, with a 500-word essay. The essay should describe the merits of the nominee and should be accompanied by a photo. The nomination deadline is Saturday, November 30th.
You can enter at packers.com/FHOF. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers today, a little breezy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop from the mid-40s this morning into the mid to upper 30s by late this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 22. Tomorrow, sunshine, 35. On Wednesday, a few flurries. High of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Buddy Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at cartalk.com, remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual. And if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap all the weekend's news, and we'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley in hour number two. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
We'll be right back.
I think we are all united that attempts to attack a vulnerable community are not only mean-spirited, but really an attempt to misdirect. Because every single time we hear the incoming administration or Republicans in Congress talk about any vulnerable group in this country, we have to be clear that it is an attempt to distract. It is an attempt to distract from what they are actually doing. Every single time we hear them say the word trans, look what they're doing with their right hand.
Representative-elect Sarah McBride, who is awesome. Here she is.
I think we are all united that attempts to attack a vulnerable community are not only mean-spirited, but really an attempt to misdirect. Because every single time we hear the incoming administration or Republicans in Congress talk about any vulnerable group in this country, we have to be clear that it is an attempt to distract. It is an attempt to distract from what they are actually doing. Every single time we hear them say the word trans, look what they're doing with their right hand.
Yeah, very good point. And to my point to Charlotte, just, you know, we were saying Katie Couric, just talking about, I feel like this is one of those issues that's not like left or right to the extent that it just looks mean.
Yeah.
You know, here's Katie Couric on that.
She doesn't swear in that
one. Okay, good. This is good. Number three.
It just seems nasty. Hey, everyone. I'm just so disappointed that this Nancy Mace, a Republican from South Carolina, is being so rude and, I don't know, just bigoted against Sarah McBride, who is a new congressperson from the state of Delaware. I know Sarah. She is the first openly transgender member of Congress, and she's an extraordinary human being. Has done a great job representing the people of Delaware and is now going to be doing it in Washington.
Yeah. Anyway, by the way, so Nancy Mace says about protecting women as she is going to, she would have voted for rapist Matt Gaetz, allegedly.
Right. And she
will likely vote for rapist Pete Hegseth, allegedly.
And she also voted
for Donald Trump, adjudicated rapist.
And she also voted against the Violence Against Women Act.
Yes. Yes. Who said a jury of Donald Trump's peers found him guilty? He is no less guilty because he won an election. Who said that?
Jabberjaw.
No, that would be future Senator Adam Schiff of the very great state of California, who talked about...
I think
about...
that's one of Trump's nicknames for him is Jabberjaw.
It might be.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It might be.
In addition to pencil neck watermelon head?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is why Senator Schiff was saying that he should be, it should be deferred instead of dismissed, obviously, so... you mentioned this earlier, Joyce Vance. Speaking of our legal lads, ladies said Pam Bondi refused to return a dog to a family of Katrina victims after she, quote unquote, adopted their dog. She fought them in court for 16 months before she gave the dog back, disqualifying character counts. I think the fact that she's on record as an election denier, the fact that she's on record as saying investigators will be investigated and prosecutors will be prosecuted is disqualifying. The fact that she clearly took a bribe for a quid pro quo, you know, about Trump University in Florida, I think is disqualifying. It was all about the price of egg stack. General Motors has laid off 1,000 employees despite earning record profits this year right before the holidays. It is corporate greed. It's corporate greed. It's corporate greed. That's the reason for inflation, period.
It's also the Trump administration rolling back tax credits for electric
vehicles. Hold, please. I have a whole stack on. Hold.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad you brought this up. Hold on.
Right.
Ooh. I'm like a magician. The fact that I went right in the middle of the stack and found this is amazing.
Wow. Okay.
Three major retailers who will raise prices immediately under Trump because of tariffs. American businesses already threatening to increase their prices when Trump takes office. The reason for this impending price hike, tariffs. In fact, three major retailers have already announced their prices will increase: AutoZone, Columbia Sportswear, and Stanley Black & Decker.
Walmart's already raising prices. Target's raising prices. They're already doing it.
But her emails. Oh, I'm sorry. That was the last election cycle.
Yeah,
but eggs and stuff. Okay. Corey in New Mexico says, Steph, now that the margins are narrowing, I wonder if the pundits and all those who so willingly jumped on the Democrat shame train will be honest enough to reevaluate their statements about the election. Don't be ridiculous. Of course they won't. I wonder if any of them will be humble enough to look at this new data and walk back their quote-unquote analysis. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for not getting on that bandwagon, keeping the door open for fact-checking. I mean, the tiniest, look at the graph. Have you looked at the graph?
Mm-hmm.
The tiniest, except for Al Gore, who won the popular vote by, like, you know, 0.05
yeah,
or
won
whatever.
Yeah, he won 500,000 votes or something. Had he actually been counted, yeah.
Yes, thank you. But the tiniest margin ever. Bill in New Jersey. Hello.
Hello,
Bill. Hi. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, he's back, Sebastian Gorka.
Mm-hmm. And, greetings.
He's going... What's that?
Greetings. I said greetings.
Greetings.
He's, right. He's been rehired by the Trump administration to be in charge of counterterrorism, which is sort of what he had before he was thrown out in 2017 because he wore some sort of weird uniform and a badge from a Hungarian group that helped the Nazis exterminate the Jews in the end of the war.
Yeah.
And he's never, you know, denied that.
I know.
And
no,
it's just creepy to begin with.
I was just going to say, in case the Trump cabinet wasn't creepy enough for you yet.
Greetings.
Andrew Weinstein said nominating Sebastian Gorka to be the National Director for Counterterrorism is a grievous insult to both the American Jewish and Muslim communities and further imperils our democracy, another obscene addition to the incoming Trump administration. I mean, where do we start? Who said in October, five men filed a lawsuit claiming that Linda McMahon and her husband, Vince McMahon, were aware that a former ringside announcer, Melvin Phillips, was assaulting ring boys who were as young as 13? Who said that?
Bunny, Bubbles, and Beulah.
No. Our new best friend, Heather Cox Richardson, just with some not-so-fun facts about the not-so-fun Trump cabinet. Here, Tristan Snell with some fun facts. Trump's $25,000 to Pam Bondi was part of a larger trend. $35,000 to Greg Abbott, who declined to pursue Trump University as Texas AG. $50,000 from Trump attorney to Cy Vance, who declined to indict Don Jr. and Ivanka as Manhattan DA. And fundraising for Rudy Giuliani, SDNY, halted the probe into alleged mob ties. Have I missed anybody else in the parade of horribles? Okay. Hold, please.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tulsi Gabbard, Trump's pick for Director of National Intelligence, was briefly placed on a TSA list that prompts additional security screening after her overseas travel patterns and foreign connections triggered a government algorithm earlier this year. Okay. Greg Sargent, Washington Post, says, get ready. Pam Bondi's confirmation hearings will be brutal. Dems will press her on what she'll do when Trump orders prosecutions of enemies, if she'll back pardons of one-sixers who attack cops, Trump's threat to punish media that displeases him. I guess she'll just lie like they all do. She'll just perjure herself because that's not a thing anymore.
Well, and if she's the AG, she isn't going to prosecute herself.
Right.
So.
Right. Tristan also on Tulsi Gabbard on the TSA watch list. So maybe, just maybe, hear me out here. The nominee for Director of National Intelligence should not be someone who made a TSA watch list for her suspicious foreign travel patterns.
One would think.
Just let him finish here. Yes, Rick Stengel said the failure to have the FBI vet national security nominees is a danger to every American's security and an invitation to our enemies to use what they know against us. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are at a place once again. So Trump has finished naming his appointees and nominees, but those individuals and their teams still have no special access to the federal agencies, which they'll soon be running amid an unprecedented, there's that word again, delay in signing documents and agreements between the Trump administration and the Biden administration. Trump's decision to not yet sign the trio of ethics and transparency agreements with the federal government. They're already saying we are just completely lawless. We are not going to agree to anything. We're not going to. I mean, I don't know how the transition happens.
Right.
This is like they are legally required to sign these things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They
FBI background checks are just,
normal.
And I'm like, we should do them now before, I don't know who's going to be, Kash Patel? Is that who's going to be in charge of the FBI? I mean, right? They've already let slip they're going to fire Chris Wray, which, by the way, I'm not a Chris Wray fan.
But still.
But that's, again, signaling that there's not going to be, right. Okay. Does anyone else need a break from politics for a moment?
Sure.
Sure.
We get one?
This just made me laugh.
Okay.
Seth tweets, me, I think I'll open this kitchen drawer. Potato masher. You will.
Uh-huh.
So
every
true.
Time.
That happens to me every day. You want to know why? Okay, so in the living room where I do my show prep, I have a thing. It's a plastic thing that I put my show prep on and then a light so I can see my show prep. Mm-hmm. That gets jammed in there every single time, and I got to go get a butter knife to open to pry that drawer open.
Because
the drawer is wedged shut, and it happens every time. I think, I got it in there right this time.
Can you take the light off?
Potato masher. Why do they make a potato masher that?
Do you need to mash any potatoes?
No. Maybe I should put a potato masher in there to pry the drawer open.
Does the light come off?
Do you ever make mashed potatoes?
No.
I didn't think so.
No. Why do we have potato mashers?
To mash the potatoes.
Well, some people like to mash their own potatoes.
Yeah.
Well, that's just communism. Melissa in Chester County, Pennsylvania. Steph, I am a SiriusXM subscriber. I've been listening to your show since 2016. Love it. It keeps me sane. I was listening to Molly Jong Fast, and she was talking to Charlie Sykes. Charlie Sykes called Matt Gaetz rapey McForehead. Molly started cracking up when she heard that and said where and asked if he made it up or heard it somewhere. He said he heard it somewhere. He couldn't remember where.
Oh.
And I was screaming, from the Stephanie Miller Show at my radio. Thank you. Molly, that's mine. Rapey McCorkin. Everything originates from
Stephanie Miller.
Charlie Sykes. Don't remember where you heard it.
Sheesh, Charlie.
Okay. Oh,
you're classy.
Orwell said, I would replace Morning Joe with the Stephanie Miller Show. That's very sweet. That's not going to happen. But listen.
We tried once before. It didn't take.
It was never going to take.
But please, I made a point earlier, social media about not very well. I got the wrong Stephanie Rule. I put Stephanie Ruble. I didn't really see it. It's too many places to post now. And everybody's on different things, so then I got accused of being a racist because I left Joy Reid out of one of them, even though I love her. If you've listened, you know I love Joy Reid. Oh, my God. That was an idea. That was the best morning show ever. Put that in Morning Joe's place and then put something else. That weekend show was very good with, Michael Steele and Alicia Menendez and
good.
Simone Sanders. I know you don't like Simone Sanders. I've got my favorites, too. But that's a very good show. Jen Psaki's great. They have a lot of great talent there.
Simone Sanders makes me wrinkle my nose.
Well, I'm sure that you make her wrinkle her nose, too, especially because you're a backwards hat-wearing fake rapper now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This hat bothers people so much that I'm going to wear it every single effing day
Douche
now.
Douche bro beanie hat. I guess he said nothing about my baseball cap every day.
It's on right.
Oh, it's on right.
Right.
Oh, you're doing it wrong.
Well, I need to
my point was there's a lot of great talent that do not.
I can't see you if I do this. I need to see you.
I need to cover all this. My point is there's a lot of great talent. Support them because it's going to take a year for this.
Yeah.
Whatever, Comcast is spinning off all of these channels. It's not just MSNBC, right. But they made a new deal with a new 5-year deal with Rachel Maddow, which I think was super smart because, as they said, she is ratings Viagra. But also a lot of other great truth tellers there. Katie Fang, I didn't mean to leave out Katie Fang. She's fantastic. Who else? I didn't mean to leave out anybody. I should have just said everyone but Morning Joe.
That would have been faster.
Yeah.
There you go. 48 minutes after the hour. Don't let the door hit you in the ass, Andrea.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that was rude. Okay. Well, she's already leaving.
I know.
48 minutes after the hour. No, I was saying business-wise, though, they should keep it liberal because you don't need two Fox Newses. I know there's speculation
right.
that Elon Musk is going to buy it. You're not going to. There's already 70 billion Fox ripoffs, right? Newsmax and mm-hmm. whatever the. All that. So we need a good, strong, progressive channel. So support the people that,
do that.
Right. Thank you, Jody. Support the people that
do that.
can't complete a sentence. Okay, 48 minutes. Not me. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the coziest of Earths. Don't wait. Shop Cozy Earth now before their most beloved gifts sell out this holiday season. I am telling you, your favorite Christmas memories curling up by the tree, the glow of the lights. Oh, so at peace. Peace on Earth. Huh. Cozy Earth helps you recreate all that magic by transforming your home into a
sanctuary.
I let you have all the fun. No. A haven of calm amidst life's chaos. The bamboo sheet set, the ultimate in luxury, and it really does get softer with every wash. Oh, I thought it was my imagination. Designed to be incredibly breathable, keeps you several degrees cooler for a night of uninterrupted rest. Everything they make is so fantastic. The long sleeve bamboo pajama set, a must have, luxuriously soft and stylish. Perfect for lounging by the Christmas tree or anywhere else. Maybe your Hanukkah bush. Want your cozy earth gifts by Christmas? Order by December 13th for free shipping. Yeah. Expedited shipping available until December 20th. Wrap the ones you love in luxury. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That is CozyEarth.com/Stephanie.
And that's the way the news goes.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, we know Heat Holders makes the warmest thermal socks. I personally love these socks. They are my go-to in the winter. My feet can't get enough of them. They make perfect gifts for my family, too. But did you know Heat Holders make so much more than socks? They've got the warmest, softest, most comfortable hats, gloves, and more. I absolutely love their blankets. They're perfect for chilly nights. Plus, they make jackets and fleece vests that will keep you warm no matter what the weather throws at you. Their base layers are a game changer. Like their socks, they come in three levels of warmth: originals, lights, and ultralights, just like a thermostat. Choose what you need for whatever cold you're facing. Receive an amazing 25% off your heatholders.com order this week, only through Cyber Monday with the code Miller25, plus free shipping with any purchase of $25 or more. Go to heatholders.com and use the code Miller, the number 25, to save 25% through Cyber Monday. That's heatholders.com. Don't forget that code. Code is Miller25. CB Distillery is having a massive Black Friday sale. Save up to 60% off their entire site with the promo code VIP. That's you. If holiday chaos has you stressed out and sleepless, bring back the merry and bright with CBD from CB Distillery. They have natural solutions for pretty much everything: stress, sleep, post-workout pain, even mood and focus. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. And it's a perfect gift for those on your list that have everything. Stuff their stockings with better sleep. Treat your gym buddies to less pain after exercise. Grab a little holiday calm for yourself. We all love either the gummies, the tincture. I use the relief stick after my long bike rides. It is like magic for all of us. Right now, you can save up to 60% off CB Distillery's Black Friday sale. It's the perfect time to stock up and get all of your shopping done. CBDistillery.com, the code is VIP for 60% off. That's CBDistillery.com, the code is VIP. CBDistillery.com, not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
For women.
Mm-hmm. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by
Mr. and Mrs. Kisses.
Oh. Speaking of every dog owner being an unpaid voice actor.
Well.
Mr. and Mrs. Kisses. Hello, I am Mrs. Kisses.
That's my
impression of Barney?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Dog parents, I listen, you know they're your real children. They just have fur. They're just a little furrier than your human children. But that's why I feed my puppies the superfoods, because that's what I feed my kids. I eat superfoods. Why would I give them some dreck, for God's sakes?
Who needs dreck?
Right? And yet, listen how sneaky some dog food companies are. They put, it's called fractionation. Oh. Do you know what that is? They fractionate all wheat, and they put it in there under 15 different kinds of ingredients, so you don't know that it's all cereal.
They separate cereal. The wheat into fractions.
Look at dogs. Yes. Look at dogs' teeth. They're not made for cereal. Oh. There's carnivores. They need meat. The first four ingredients, turkey, beef, duck, salmon. There shouldn't be any other word after that.
No.
There shouldn't be like meat, meal, or some other, right? Butter-like substance. It's just turkey, beef, duck, salmon.
Wow. No byproducts whatsoever.
Thank you. Okay. And right now, 54% off the best dog food in the world and a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Elon Musk has reportedly threatens to spend billions to unseat all Republican senators who force Matt Gaetz to drop out. Yes, fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. Oh, my God, girl. Let's just wait till they Lord of the Flies each other. Yeah. Yeah. They should all get out. Okay. Who says of the Gaetz report, the Matt Rapey McForehead? I don't think when someone decides to avoid public accountability, they simply leave Congress and make it all go away. The taxpayers paid for that analysis and that report. I think they have a right to see it. Who said that?
Big Al.
No, future Senator Adam Schiff of the great state of California, who is correct. Sue in Rockville is a very lone supporter of Chris's backward hat.
The only person.
Hello.
Now, listen, I always give Chris a hard time, so I want to say, Chris, you look great, and whatever you choose to wear is your business, and everyone else can suck it up.
That's exactly what I say.
Wow, thank you. Thank you.
And clothes, if you saw what I wear every day, well, anyway, you'd never take a call of mine. So, but I want to wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Because this is the year we get our whole family here. All six little grands will be little, not so little, but my whole family will be together. I am grateful for them. I am grateful that they are learned, they study, they think, and they are informed, and they tell the truth. And that's what you do.
Aww,
what you have
too.
Done for us.
That's because they have an awesome Mima. All right. So happy Thanksgiving. We're so thankful for all of you, all of our listeners.
Yep.
By the way, on this same subject, Harry Lipman, our legal lead, makes the case as to why Merrick Garland must release the reports on Trump's cases. He said if Trump gets his way, history's record of his crimes will be replaced by blank pages.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. That is because we can't just fight, give up the thought of justice without a fight. One last one real quick. Dr. Eric writes, vaccines against COVID-19 saved over 20 million lives in the first year alone, according to a new study in Lancet. I mean, it's a little horrifying what we are on the precipice of. Whoever did the bird eating the worm out of Bobby Kennedy's head, that was fantastic. Thank you for that.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us on Monday. We'll take a look back at what made news over the weekend and get you ready for Thanksgiving week. Tourist travel tips. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
At Burlow Mattress, Black Friday is going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you, which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Burlow mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, locally crafted. Burlow.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.